Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, John Barger at BGN Radio, as we talk Eagles. Mandatory minicamp begins tomorrow. Final workouts for the Birds before training camp. And first of all, John, we've seen a lot of the Eagles through the OTAs and such. Carson Wentz is ahead of schedule, and he looks really good out there. How has the dynamic changed for you as far as your thoughts of him being ready for week one now?
I kind of felt like he was heading towards that anyway, but this almost just kind of solidifies it. I mean, you know, you had the opus of the White House news coming in there, and then all of a sudden they said he's going to do 7-on-7 drills that same day, which was very surprising. Given that, you know, he's on course, and now he's way ahead of schedule, and he definitely looks like it. Now, I mean, he's still not game ready yet. You can tell that he's favoring that knee a little bit, but certainly this is great news that he's going to be there for week one. It's kind of something that Brandon Lee Gowton over at BleedingGreenNation.com had been saying for quite a while now. He doesn't see how he isn't now, and especially even before all this, where, you know, there's an impromptu press conference where he's coming out and talking about a lot of the stuff that he's doing and going through and rehabbing. And on top of that, I mean, just on his own, Matt, he looks phenomenal. Like, he looks great. The ball is coming out really fast. I would say he's probably gained about 10 pounds in his upper body, which you would kind of assume since he's, you know, trying to rehab his knee there. But he's a little bit bulkier. I would say there's a tiny bit more zip on his fastball there too as well. Just doing, you know, some of the drills with the rookies and the wide receivers and all that. It's pretty exciting to see him back this quick. It looks like the Eagles have a freak athlete along with being a great quarterback as well.
Eagles have not rested on their laurels since winning the Super Bowl. Very active this offseason. What position do you think they have taken the biggest leap forward here from the Super Bowl win to now?
I would probably still say it's the secondary, and I think that largely in part of, obviously, Sidney Jones is being considered as part of this draft class as well, which I guess you can rightfully say because you didn't saw him for maybe a quarter in a meaningless football game of Week 17 last week. I think that's what's improved the most. And Sidney's the flashy name, but Devontae Bosby, who's been with the squad for a little bit now, was on the practice squad last year, has turned in a really phenomenal OTA thus far. I mean, he's been intercepting passes. He's been all over the field. He's probably been one of the best corners that are there. So if there's, you know, some reservations about Patrick Robinson leaving, he certainly is stepping up to the plate and saying, I can play the nickel slot. And their rookie, Avante Maddox, has been having a pretty good camp as well. Corey Unlin's definitely been in his ear a lot. And you can tell because Corey's, you know, voice kind of goes throughout the field there, and he's their secondary coach. So that's a good thing too. Again, another very athletic guy that can get to his spots, wouldn't have any trouble at all covering those speedy wide receivers. And so that'll be an interesting battle. But there's just too many corners now. Like, we keep discussing on BGN Radio, what is Rasul Douglas's role in all of this? What is Jalen Mills eventually going to go to safety? Where is Ronald Darby going to be? There's a lot of good talent here, and Darby as well. Like, he looks great, and I think it's important that he gets a full offseason coming into this where you're not just shoved into the starting role into a completely new defensive philosophy and so on. So it's going to be a very unique camp battle, and it's we call them champagne problems because it's a great problem to have a lot of depth and a lot of talent in the corner so far.
Where are your concerns? Is there a position where you've really got a lot of question marks and need to see somebody or some players step up?
I would say not in terms of stepping up. I just need to see who's healthy, Matt. I need to see what's going on with the defensive line altogether. Tim Jernigan, we obviously know, is not going to be there for the first maybe even half of the season or longer. So who's going to be that guy next to Fletcher Cox? Is that Haloti Ngata? And certainly he is a great hybrid guy. He's a good pass rusher, but he's more of a run stuffer. And he's also getting up there in age, so I don't know they intended him to have a starter go in there, is that somebody like Destiny Viejo, who's been in that role since Timmy Jernigan's been injured. Brandon Graham says he's ahead of schedule, but, you know, again, that's a pretty serious injury that he went through. You have this new rookie, Josh Sweat. You have kind of the same thing. And really, we're waiting for Michael Bennett, too, but it's almost the same problem you have in the second. There is a lot of talent that's there, but there's also kind of some pretty big holes. As much as we want to say that, you know, you can find a Bo Allen replacement, which they went and did, he was still a really, really, really good defensive tackle in terms of stuffing the run and helping Fletcher Cox get there. I don't think it's going to overall be a problem. I just want to see what their solution is with Timmy Jernigan being out and some of the other guys being banged up on the defensive line.
And final question, it is so difficult to repeat in any sport, but I think in the NFL specifically, because it's such a physical league, an injury can take such a toll and change the dynamic quickly. In addition, when you win the Super Bowl, there are so many things that aren't connected to football that become a part of it that kind of take the attention off. And you throw this whole thing with the White House on top. Do you have any concerns about everything that isn't between the lines taking a toll on this group?
Not really, and I think that's really kind of Doug Peterson being that front leader there. I mean, during that press conference, even when there was, you know, 15 cameras in there, which is very irregular, and a whole bunch of national news reporters coming in and asking about all these things, and I thought the team handled it well, too, but, you know, he just made saying, hey, we're moving on. Like, we don't have time to think about any of this stuff. We're here for practice. I think it's ridiculous that there's so many people here for an OTA practice, not even a training camp practice and all that. The way Doug Peterson and the PR staff kind of handled that from the beginning, I thought was the best way to eliminate any of that stuff. Even afterwards, when people are going to the locker room to get interviews and things like that, every single player handled it correctly. You know, don't get your words taken out of context. Make sure that it's a clear message and a statement. And then the next day, and thanks to the Sixers, too, it became a non-story. It just moved on. And now we're all moved on to mini camp, which is mandatory. We're waiting for Michael Bennett, and all the questions turn back to football. So I don't think they're going to be distracted. In fact, I think a lot of this stuff kind of unified them even further because it's somebody kind of condemning their profession. So that allows them to kind of open that up and have great dialogue, and everybody said that this past week that they have, you know, talked about it. They're open about it. Everybody communicates. That's what makes successful Super Bowl runs again, and hopefully it does it for them again this year.
John Bartrett, BGN Radio, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we get ready for Eagles Mandatory Minicamp, which begins tomorrow in South Philadelphia. And, John, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
Head to bleedinggreennation.com, and you can also check out our podcast, BGN_radio. On the Twitter.com.
John, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.